From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we begin this hour in Afghanistan. A UN-backed commission says it's close to wrapping up its investigation, looking into allegations of fraud in the recent presidential election. The panel's findings will determine whether or not incumbent President Hamid Karzai is declared the outright winner. If not, Afghans may soon have to go back to the polls in a runoff election. NPR's Jackie Northam has been speaking with officials of the Election Complaints Commission. She joins us now from Kabul. Jackie, can you tell us what the Elections Complaints Commission is saying about where they are in this fraud investigation?
Well, I talked with both a spokesperson from the commission and with one of the commissioners today, and essentially I was told that the bulk of the panel's work has been done. The commission had done an audit or a sampling of ballot boxes from more than 3,300 polling sites from across most of Afghanistan, and this was a method the commission used to investigate the allegations of widespread fraud during the presidential elections. That's now done, and the members are analyzing the numbers that they have and what they call fine-tuning the results.
Well, the preliminary results, as I understand, gave President Hamid Karzai just over 54% of the votes, and it sounds like that would have made him the outright winner. Are we getting any indication that those numbers will be confirmed once the commission wraps up its work?
No one on the four-member panel or associated with the commission has given any figures, certainly not publicly. However, we're seeing indications that Karzai might not get 51%, which is what he needs to guarantee him another term in office. For example, one of those indications was yesterday the Afghan ambassador to the U.S., Saad Jawad, acknowledged that there would most likely be a runoff election. And this is the first time an official in the Karzai government has made that prediction. And so his comments are being taken very seriously. Jawad also said that a second round should be held as quickly as possible. And under the Constitution, a runoff is supposed to happen within 2 weeks of the release of the final election results. But that might be logistically difficult, given the nature of the terrain here and the security problems and the like. And people here predict it would be at least 3 weeks before another election could be held.
If there is a runoff, and it really does sound like it might be heading in that direction, how do they make sure that the same kind of fraud, which was problematic in the first election, won't happen in the runoff?
Well, there are a couple things. One of the big ones is that they would go to these polling sites where that were really problematic, and they would find the people who were the election officials there. And they're talking about laying criminal charges against them, but certainly they would not use them again. That would be one way of doing it. They would increase security in some other areas. It's just sort of the nature of the beast here as well, though. It's very difficult. These are very remote areas, so it's really hard, people, you know, to get to, you know, to watch over these ballots and that type of thing. So you're right. I mean, it doesn't guarantee that there's going to be any less fraud. And let me tell you, that's not a fact that's lost on Afghans here. It'll be interesting to see just how many people show up if there is a second round.
Is there any idea when we might actually hear the final results from this Election Complaints Commission?
Well, the very earliest we could see them is this evening, but that's unlikely. The people from the Election Commission say most likely it will be, they will release their findings tomorrow, Saturday.
Jackie, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
That's Jackie Northam speaking to us from Kabul.